This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Poverty and climate change. Two big problems countries are tackling at a global level. Climate Week NYC is just about to wrap up. Climate experts, diplomats, business leaders all gather to talk strategy for countering human effects on the climate. And over at the UN General Assembly, poverty is the number one sustainable development goal that 191 countries have pledged to pursue. But are these goals at odds with one another? The McKinsey Global Institute recently published a report on this. Anu Madgavkar is a co-author. She's a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So the idea here is that lifting more people out of poverty requires more economic development, but more economic development requires more energy demand and could contribute to climate change. So are these two goals, ending poverty and stopping global warming, are they at odds?
Well, fighting poverty and fighting for the planet are, in reality, deeply interconnected goals. For example, if you mitigate climate change, you protect the most vulnerable and poorest communities. But there are tensions because economic development does mean that billions more people would consume energy, and that raises the ask on what we need to do for the transition.
What kind of investment is needed to close the gaps in, let's say, the next 10 years?
Well, we think on the poverty side, there's tremendous progress being made, and a billion people have exited extreme poverty, moving from a $2.15 daily consumption threshold to more like $12 per person per day, which is enough to give you a modest sense of security about meeting basic needs. That is a big gap. Some 4.7 billion people around the world are below that threshold today. And about 4% of global GDP would need to shift. And then on the climate side, it's very clear that we need to raise the world's level of spending on low emissions technologies of all sorts. And the shift there is another 4%. So all told, 8% of global GDP would need to shift to meet both these goals fully.
Are there any strategies that you would recommend for how to get all of that investment moving?
If you think about economic growth and productivity growth, that has the potential to create better paying jobs, people who are more skilled and can move into those jobs and raise their income levels. And growth also spurs R&D and learning on the technology front. So all told, these forces can actually bridge something like 2/3 of the economic empowerment gap and almost 40% of the net zero gap.
Anu Madgavkar is a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute. Anu, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.